You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website FagsWorshipAlphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. It is Sunday, October 3rd, 2021. It's Halloween time. Hopefully you guys enjoy Halloween as much as I do. I have always loved Halloween. And I really think it's, you know, it's a shame that kids can't enjoy Halloween the way I did when I was a little kid. And, you know, lots of people older than me who are listening will remember the days of neighborhoods filled with kids going to and fro by themselves in a lot of cases and having a great time and not worrying about getting molested or killed or stabbed or given poison candy. I mean, it was just a different world, I think, back then, you know. But, you know, there's all sorts of, you know, fun movies to watch at this time of year and all kinds of parties to go to. So I'm looking forward to all that, of course. In fact, I already started my kickoff on Halloween. I went and saw a double feature at the movie theater with a buddy of mine. I saw the original Dracula and the original Frankenstein, both from 1931. They were projecting them on the big screen. And I hadn't seen those movies since I was a little kid. And it was neat to see those movies again. They're pretty good. I mean, I always remembered Frankenstein being the better of the two movies. And I think it's got the best moments of the two movies. But actually, Dracula came off to be much more intriguing film than I remembered it as a kid. Like, Bela Lugosi's not good, okay? And there's some bad performances in Dracula, but it's just, the movie pays off in a more satisfying way, for me, anyway, as an adult, anyway. So, hopefully you got some big plans for Halloween, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Just as a kind of a side note for the website, I wanted to kind of start warming you up to this idea of, because Master Titus and I, you know, we've been doing some training things on Monday nights on the Discord server for the website, and it's been very successful so far, and we are working on putting together a training program for faggots. And it'll be designed to help faggots around the world get confidence and courage and techniques that they can use to serve men properly. So you might kind of want to keep an eye out for some of that. It's still just sort of in the the incubation stage right now, so just keep your eye out for that. This is a warning shot, I guess. So anyway, and then before you start deluging me with questions, like I don't have a whole lot of details, okay? And any ideas you might have would be welcome, probably, okay? So I wanted to talk more about consent today. For two reasons, I guess. Both reasons involve posts that have gone up on the website in the last week. That website is fagsworshipalphas.com, okay? First of all, I posted a video that demonstrated stealthing. Now, stealthing is a term that describes when an alpha is fucking a faggot, or a man is fucking a faggot, or a woman, for that matter, with a condom on, and while he's fucking them, he pulls the condom off without the person knowing, and then breeds them, okay? And the video depicts that. The video that I posted on the website depicts that very thing. The shot is from behind, you know, so we see the alpha from behind, you know, while he's fucking the faggot, pull the condom off quickly, you know, mid-stroke, and continue to fuck it and breed it, okay? So I posted that on the website. The post, I didn't post it because I'm endorsing that, first of all, okay? But I got all kinds of shit on the website from people about how, you know, I'm done with this website because you're endorsing, you know, non-consensual breeding, and you're a piece of shit, and, you know, all the regular nonsense that I get every time I do something controversial. And, of course, I had to go through and try to explain to people that this is not about me endorsing stealthing. I didn't invent the term stealthing. It's an actual word that's been used to describe this very thing. So it's a real thing that's out there, that's happening, okay? I'm doing it for educational purposes, as is much of the material on the website. It's educational. I mean, yes, there's plenty of material on the site that you can jerk off to. You know, there's lots of hot videos, pictures, the stories themselves, even though they're true stories, you know, they're still hot, you know. But it's not an endorsement of stealthing. It's simply showing that this happens, okay? And it's something that every faggot, every female should be aware of, that men will do this. They will pull the condom off when you, and you won't even know it until it's too late, okay? And you should be aware of it because, of course, if you have a problem with that, if you don't want to be bred by a man, then you should be aware of what's happening or what could happen. But the video to me, as let's say a student of hierarchy, I guess, what it speaks to me is this, that men have a serious drive, a need to breed, okay? I feel the need to breed. But is that how that goes in Top Gun? I don't think so. But nobody would want goose to breed them anyway, right? So the point is that this is something very intrinsic in men. It's built into their DNA, this need to breed. And they'll go to great lengths to accomplish this. They'll, you know, resort to trickery and things like that to accomplish this kind of thing, this drive they have to breed. And you know, it's not consensual. And in the moment, men are not interested in consensuality, okay? And I'm not saying that it's right, but I'm also not saying that it's wrong, because it's natural. Breeding is a natural process. Breeding is, in nature, there are no rules to breeding, okay? It happens. It just happens. and we are part of the natural world, and we have impulses, no matter how civilized we are, okay? We still have those impulses. And, you know, I don't know if there's a way to get around it other than to just force castrate men, okay? I mean, there's no other way to accomplish it. Men are going to want to breed, period. Which leads me sort of to the next part of this, which is the second post, involving, again, a non-consensual situation. Involving a faggot named Dalton and his straight apex alpha god, essentially his master, Caleb. Okay, now I posted a couple of things about them, but Dalton shared with me a vivid description of the first time that Master Caleb took him at age 15. They were both 15 years old, and it's not consensual, okay? Essentially, Dalton had no choice, okay? Caleb was going to fuck him and breed him, period, okay? There was no choice. And in the subsequent encounters, you know, because Dalton has continued to serve Master Caleb ever since, okay? It's been several years now. And Master Caleb is... he is literally the bull in the china shop, okay? Like, he sees red all the time. All he sees are holes to fuck and fill, okay? He's a beast of... and I have a couple of pictures of him on the website. You can look at him. There's no stopping him, okay? You'd have to put him down with a fucking elephant gun, all right? Or some sort of horse tranquilizer. He is a beast, okay? He would come through a fucking wall to breed something. So, you know, Dalton had no choice. 15 years old, he had shown Master Caleb, who was a straight alpha, he showed him some gay porn. And Master Caleb thought about it and said, "I'm going to fuck you, Dalton." And so he took him. It was not consensual. And in some cases that Dalton has already described, Master Caleb has been very aggressive, like rapey aggressive. But here's the thing. Dalton would have it no other way. It's not consensual. It's one-sided. It is Master Caleb wants this, and Dalton's going to give it to him one way or the other, okay? But Dalton is pleased by that. So my question comes back to this again. I'm just not going to let this go. Faggots don't, they don't conform to PC culture's ideas about consent, consensual sex, things like that. The normal rules that people apply to, let's say, everyday society don't apply properly within hierarchical relationships, within the hierarchy itself, between alphas and faggots, or men and faggots. Those rules don't apply in those situations the same way. You can't apply the standard that you might apply to a man who rapes a woman, where a woman can't necessarily fend off her attacker, and maybe, most likely, and you know, she could get pregnant. She, you know, she's completely open and vulnerable, right, to anything, any kind of violence. You can't apply those standards to an alpha faggot situation. Because women and faggots are both, they're both sex objects for men. And hierarchically speaking, they're both, you know, sexual devices, you know, servants of male desire, okay? Oh, here I go with that. Me and my anti-women's lib stuff again. But what I'm getting at is that, but faggots and females process the sexual dynamics with men differently. Whereas a woman might be violated that way and feel violated and be scarred and maybe, you know, struggle for years, even being intimate with anybody, you know, just totally ruined inside from the violation of a rape, let's say. A faggot processes it completely different. Dalton, even though he is being technically raped by Master Caleb, if you take the world's term and definition of rape, Master Caleb has raped Dalton by that standard, okay? But by hierarchical standards, Master Caleb is not raping Dalton. He's setting Dalton free. And in fact, that is the key passage of what Dalton wrote in his description about that initial encounter, which was non-consensual. At the end of it, Dalton said he felt free. He felt like for the first time he understood himself. And this is something that that all alphas, all faggots, all men need to understand about non-consensual sex that is initiated by alphas, is that it doesn't fall under the same umbrella of rape that we attribute to what happens in the world against women and things like that. It is, when alphas do this kind of thing, they are freeing faggots. They are allowing faggots to understand their purpose. They're forcing it to happen. Because without them forcing it to happen, it's not going to probably happen. Does that make sense? I mean, you know, I was raped, okay, when I was very young. And, well, I mean, I was a teenager, but, and, you know, the initial shock of it definitely rattled me. But I understand it now as a pivotal moment where I was able to accept a certain part of my duty as a faggot, as my purpose as a faggot. Same with my initial blowjob to my first alpha was forced, you know, essentially. He made me his cocksucker. And a lot of times when he was using my mouth after that, my throat after that, a lot of that was non-consensual too, all right? He was very aggressive. But I wouldn't trade it for the world. I wouldn't change a single thing. Because it was in those moments when I could shut off the world and just surrender to the power in front of me, using me, and experience the fullness of my purpose. And like Dalton said, I felt free. And that only happened because my alpha took me. It only happened for Dalton because Master Colby, Caleb, I'm sorry, took him, all right? And I think alphas need to, and faggots too, need to understand that non-consensuality is an important tool in hierarchy. It is. And there's no denying it. I'm not advocating rape. What I'm advocating is a strong hand. Okay, let's just put it that way. You know, the fact that men have these urges to breed, for instance, in the case of stealthing, or the urge to take, conquer, you know, use, own. They have these very powerful urges to do this, and they're going to do it. So we have a choice as faggots. We should accept that aspect of manhood. It's the polar opposite of our position hierarchically, and we are designed, you know, created by nature to please those urges. We're in a very unique position to be able to do that. So if we're yielding and we yield to that power, give in to those urges and accept them for what they are, we will find peace and purpose in ourselves. I understand that it's not politically correct. Okay, I'm probably going to get tons of shit for this, but and people don't like, people hate when I bring this up, and I'm not going to let it go. I'm just not. I will nod my head and say, yes, I understand rape is terrible, blah, blah, blah. I get it. But I cannot let go of the other aspect. It exists. And I'm not going to ignore it and pretend like it doesn't exist. Faggots exist outside of the norm, what we call, quote-unquote, the normal society view of things, okay? Faggots have totally different needs. They don't respond the same way as other, let's say, quote-unquote, victims of non-consensuality. They respond positively. Dalton keeps going back to Master Caleb. If I knew where my rapist was, I'd probably go back to him, all right? Because we recognize what they brought out in us. These are men that have had the power and the will to see through our self-delusion and whatever, and see what we really are and take it. And there's something very, very, I'll always honor that, okay? So, you know, crucify me if you want to, but That is going to be my forever position on this situation. I can hear it already. I've heard it already. But I'm not coming off of it. I need my faggot brothers to just, I think part of it, the reason why I wanted to post that video about stealthing and such, I was eager to post that experience from Dalton about his first time with Master Caleb. The reason why I want to post those things is because I want faggots to understand that that is where you find purpose, And I thank every alpha out there who has the courage and the will and the power to take these faggots and make them do what they're supposed to do. And that's our show. Well, thanks for hanging in there and listening to this. I hope that you had some constructive thoughts about this topic, because I think it's a critical topic, and I look forward to constructive comments. Let's see if I get any. You know where to find me if you need to yell at me, but please make it constructive, okay? I'll respect your opinion a lot more. Anyway, I will let you go. I hope you have a nice rest of your Sunday and a good start to your week. I will talk to you in a couple of days. I've got a couple of interviews coming up. Maybe if they ever get their act together. And I will talk to you soon, okay? Take care. Bye.